हरे कृष्णा। भक्ति योगा टेक्स आर परसेप्शन ऑफ कृष्णा फ्रॉम फैमिलियरिटी टू कंफर्ट टू डिज़ायर टू नीड। नॉर्मली व्हेन वी स्टार्ट अप्रोचिंग गॉड, द भक्ति कल्चर इंट्रोड्यूसेस अस टू गॉड। दैट मे हैपन इफ यू आर बॉर्न इन अ भक्ति कल्चर और if some devotees introduce us to that bhakti culture. Either way, there is familiarity that is developed. That means we come to know about Krishna, or we come to know about his various manifestations, we come to know about how to approach him, and we come to know about various things about him. It's just like, you know, we might come to know some person. So this familiarity first. And then, just like when we are developing a relationship with someone, if we come to know them better, then we can get comfortable with them. You know, when we don't know a person, we don't know how they will behave, how they will react. So when the person is unfamiliar, we are a little bit on the guard. So we can't be so relaxed and comfortable. So gradually, we start becoming, next stages, if we keep practicing bhakti, we move towards becoming comfortable in our relationship with Krishna. That means that by the practice of bhakti, we start becoming habituated that, oh yes, this I know, these beautiful deities are there, sweet kirtan is there, this relishable pastimes are there, this insightful philosophy is there. So all this, we start feeling comfortable, we start feeling at home with all this. And then, as we start feeling comfortable at home, then we move onwards, and after that, we develop the level of desire. Oh yes, this is so nice. I want it more and more. So we look forward. When can I go to the temple? When can I hear about Krishna? When can I sing Krishna's kirtans? Like that, we look forward to it. So that is when we come to the level of need. When we have desire, positive desire for Krishna. So Krishna talks about this in the 12.9 in the Bhagavad Gita, when he states that Atha chittam samadhatum nashaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichhaptum dhananjaya. So he says that initially atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi mai sthiram. Initially we may not be able to absorb ourselves in Krishna, but if we just keep practicing bhakti, then what will happen? Abhyasa yogena tato, by diligent attempt to fix our mind in Krishna, mamichhaptum dhananjaya, we will get the desire for Krishna. So we come to the level of desire where we look forward to him. Utkantha, as it is said, eagerness for Krishna, samutkantha, that is one of the characteristics described in the nectar of devotion. And then after that, we come to the level of need. We should understand that, you know, Krishna is my greatest need. I cannot live without him. That actually, here we need Krishna not because he is going to provide us our material necessities, but we need Krishna because we love him. And shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. We feel that without Krishna, the whole world is empty, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Shiksha Ashtakam. And thus, actually, the same process is depicted in a succinct way in the Bhagavad Gita in 4.10, when it says, Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupashitaha bahavo jnana tapasa bhuta madbhava magataha. So by giving up Vita raga bhaya krodha, attachment, fear, anger, manmaya mamupashitaha, fixing the mind on me, taking shelter of me, bhavo, jnana, tapasa, many being purified by knowledge of me, what happens to them? Bhuta madbhavamagataha, madbhavamagataha. They attain my nature. They attain emotion for me. They attain love for me. And thus, actually, even if we are not at all familiar with Krishna, if we just embark on the bhakti yoga journey, we'll progress through these stages of familiarity, comfort, desire and need. And need which arises not from selflessness but from love, that is the culmination of our relationship with Krishna. That just as breathing, air is a need and breathing is a natural activity for us, when we recognize that Krishna is our need, then remembering him, serving him, loving him becomes natural for us. And when we are thus absorbed in Krishna, eventually we become elevated to his abode for a life of eternal love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.